There's a lot of headlines recently about immigration issues under the Trump administration. There was a arrest made by ICE, which is the Immigration Customs Enforcement. I didn't think they were as active as they say they are. They've made 57 arrests in the fiscal year of Summit, Pitkin, Garfield counties. And we're working on a story, and we did an initial report about this guy who was just plucked off his driveway. He was talking to his girlfriend in the morning. He was going to work and arrested him, and now he's in Denver and he's getting deported, and they said he was a criminal. And the only record we can find as far as criminal is he bought some alcohol from minors a couple years ago. So there's no felony there. What I've also been told is that these ICE agents are starting to hang out at the courthouses in front of them, particularly Garfield County. I don't know if you've heard that, Randy, but
we have, yes.
So, they're stepping up this activity under the Trump administration, and now this bill, the RAISE Act. Randy, you guys did a story about what the impact would be on your
Well,
community.
right. This is a bill that a couple of Republican members of Congress had proposed, and it really wasn't going anywhere. And Trump threw his weight behind it. And what it does is dramatically reduce legal immigration and changes the way work permits, green cards, are issued. Now, of course, and this is a really big deal in the Valley, if you have relatives who are close relatives who are in the country legally, you're much more able to get a work permit. And this keeps families together. It's the way a great many people who we interact with and see every day are here legally. So both Trump and many of the critics of immigration, who I certainly hear from in social media comments and letters to the editor, always say that we're opposed to illegal immigration, not legal immigration. So here we are proposing a way to cut legal immigration and creating a scorecard that ranks being able to speak English and have certain skills as a way into the country. And you mentioned the story that we did, and I did find it both interesting and revealing that immediately the social media comments were the typical illegal immigration comments. So I jumped into that and I said, "Hey, this is a story about legal immigration, which I thought you folks always say is okay." And it's pretty clear to me that it's not the color of the document, in a green card that is the issue here. It's the color of something else.
Well, Randy, I
Yeah.
think you brought up a good point when you said you mentioned people speaking English. There's a common perception, I think, and hey, I'm guilty of it, when you run into people in the community who are Latino and they don't speak English. I immediately go to the default setting of, hey, they're illegal.
This is just so fraught with misperceptions and economic silliness. What would our economy be without the immigrants who are our neighbors here?
I think that prices would go up quite a bit. Existing employees would probably have to shoulder a lot more work until it can be filled in. I think maybe employers are going to have to start paying what the costs really are here.
I just saw a headline recently, I think it was on Yahoo, that crops are rotting in the fields in California
Wow.
because of this issue. This has been the situation for a long, long time here, and once you disrupt basically the jobs that class takes, then there's bound to be some economic consequences, and
Right.
Wow.
maybe that's what they want.
Well, according to the San
They being
Francisco,
the federal government.
according to the San Francisco Chronicle, since February, 57,000 people have been deported.